Lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Our good friends at Tandem HR are the fantastic sponsors and supporters of Get Down to Business. Make sure you give them a call. Find out more about the fantastic work that they do, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So we've all had that moment. We've all had that moment, that breakthrough moment. We're going to talk to somebody that can tell us a little bit about their breakthrough moment and how they are helping the small business community. I'm thrilled to be joined by Evie Carpel of Breakthrough. That's literally what they do. Breakthrough Partners, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. Evie Carpel of Breakthrough Results, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So we've all had those breakthrough moments. What was yours that that inspired you to help other businesses by consulting and helping them grow and work through those challenging moments?
Well, Shalom, I started my first company when I was 26 years old, and I really didn't have anyone to support me. And so my husband and I have owned many, many companies, and we just decided in 2001 to really pull all of our experiences together and our connections and really help entrepreneurs through the entrepreneurial life cycle. And so that really brings them to a place where if they're stuck, they're overwhelmed, they got the tiger by the tail, they're not quite sure what to do. So we really help them break through that, mostly from our experience, but also from training people and helping people.
That's fantastic. And we're going to talk about some of the examples in just a few minutes, but let's talk about industries. Let's talk about some of the businesses that you and your team at Breakthrough Results are able to, by utilizing your experience, help, as you said, break through some of those barriers. Are there any industries that you've specifically focused on, or are there any industries that you can't work with?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. Actually, we find entrepreneurs, no matter what industry they're in, they all face very similar issues. One of our larger companies was a computer consulting firm. So my husband does more in that area and technology, that kind of thing. I love wellness and integrative healthcare. I help people in that particular arena a lot. But I also have people in the pet industry, and I have a lawyer that I work with. So it really depends on where the person is, and that's where we meet them, finding out what they're looking for, how we can bring them to the next level. As I mentioned a little bit before, that if they're stuck, how we can bring them to that. So we found that any kind of entrepreneur goes through very similar stages. In the beginning, they're excited, they're passionate, they're ready to go. They kind of they become a little bit more stable, perhaps, but then there's always dips and challenges, cash flow issues, or they're so busy they're not quite sure how to handle life and their businesses as well.
Sure.
And so it really helps in all different kinds of industries.
Well, you have a fantastic niche, and I'm curious, how big is too big and how small is too small to work with you, Evie, and your husband, Tom?
Well, we both work with individuals. So we usually work with people who are, we have two things. We have a couple of groups, roundtable groups that we do, and those are divided between under 5 million and over 5 million. But I also work with a lot of startup companies. So people who are just starting out, maybe they were in corporate America, they really wanted to try the entrepreneurial route, and not quite sure what to do next or how to make it happen. Or, you know, they worked with a team before, and now they're alone. So those kinds of things we work with, individuals. We also work with leadership teams. We're really a management consulting and a leadership development company. So we work with leadership teams and the larger companies as well. I would say we probably don't go over 50 million is probably the top end of the amount of revenue that we work with.
And I know from doing a little bit of research that you are incredibly involved in community, incredibly involved in in giving back and supporting entrepreneurs that might be sort of a little bit before, as you said, you and your husband, decades of experience in working with businesses, but businesses that are sort of at the startup phase. Talk us through a little bit of your community work and volunteerism, as well as the opportunities that you've had to present and mentor startup businesses.
Yeah, we really do love working with entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs. I am a volunteer mentor at Rev3, which is an incubator out in the western suburbs. So I go out there, I have office hours once a month, where I'll meet with entrepreneurs, whether they're just starting out or they're actually renting space there at Rev3. We also, my husband is a mentor at 1871 in Chicago. So that's a volunteer situation where once a month he goes down there and he just helps and supports volunteers to help entrepreneurs. So they might have very basic questions or they have a lot of more complicated questions. And frankly, because we've been kind of through it all, we can really relate on many levels as to where the people are and how we can help them. So we do that. And my husband early on actually even started with high schoolers. He's also entrepreneur in residence at Future Founders, which really helps with high school and college age kids who want to be entrepreneurs, and they're not quite sure how to do that. So he started with them initially, and then we've given presentations to Future Founders and just to help the entrepreneurs kind of get started.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you for all that work in the community. And sticking to that theme, a lot of startups, they might be passionate and brilliant, actually, in certain areas of their business. Maybe they're an expert in finance. Maybe they're an expert in marketing. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. And I know that you and Tom are certainly dedicated to helping every entrepreneur figure out where their weakness is and how to overcome it. But let's talk about perhaps some weaknesses that you've identified. What lessons would you want to share with our listeners that you wish you knew when going into business, that you've sort of learned the hard way working through and growing your own ventures and helping others do the same?
Yeah, so I would say that when I had my event company and I ran that for 11 years, I was so toast after a while because I would work on the events during the week and the events actually took place in the evenings and on the weekends, and I also did media campaigns around the country. So probably the biggest thing I learned was how not to be overwhelmed. Like literally, take a day off, at least one weekend day. Stop working after 8 to 10 hours. And that's so hard for an entrepreneur because they feel like there's always something they have to do or there's some other way, and especially startup. And, you know, I appreciate that. Listen, we all have to work hard. You all have to work at what you believe in. But there's also the balance part of life. And I always tell people, you know what, you are not your business. You're not your business. I know it feels like it, but you are a separate person and your business is a separate entity. And you need to look at it that way and how you can actually live your life. You know, many of our entrepreneurs have families already and they need to balance that with, and we always say family comes first because after a while they grow up, I know mine are gone, and you know, you just, those times are just so precious. And so that's one of the big things we find is they're just overwhelmed and not quite sure how to make that timing work well.
Oh, fantastic. And thank you again for giving back to community. But let's talk about some specific examples of companies that you've worked with. I know you have some of those testimonials listed on your website, but talk us through perhaps an example of a business that you and Tom have been able to work with and help work through their challenges and are your success stories.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. Thank you. You know, there's great success stories. We're working with one company called Fetch Find, which is an online education program for the pet industry. It's really really to help entrepreneurs, help the pet industry become more knowledgeable and educated on working with the pets. And so if you own a pet store, for example, you could have your employees go through training. Very exciting things happening with them. They're getting funded now. They're really growing quite a bit. On the other side of the scale, I work with people, for example, a nurse out in New Jersey. And even though I'm in Chicago, of course, she wanted to write a book. And she just could not get it together to write a book. And so after 4 years, she was able to put together the book, and we did it within a year and a half.
Amazing. Well, we are just about out of time, and I want to make sure that our listeners can find those success stories and learn more about the fantastic work at Breakthrough Results, offered once again by Tom and Evie Karpel, which we're very appreciative for you joining us on the air tonight. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, two things. One, they could, of course, go on our website, which is www.breakthrough.us. They can also email me, and it's Evie, E-V-I-E, at break-through.us, because glad to give your listeners a 15-minute free consultation on the phone to talk about any part of their business that they would like to learn.
That's wonderful, Evie Karpel. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll be sure to have you back on to provide more guidance, advice, and information. But speaking of guidance, advice, and information, we've got a lot more for you coming up after this quick break. So Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and I'll be right back in just a minute. Back to Get Down to Business. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. And what a fantastic discussion with Evie Karpel of Breakthrough Results. We've already heard from a few of our listeners that we're excited about learning about the work that they are doing. We've got a lot more in store for you throughout the program, but I want to tell you about something that I like to do sometimes in the evenings, and thrilled to be joined by co-host Ellie Sheva Klein right over here.
Hello, Chicagoland.
There we go. So Ellie is here, and we, aside from being my fantastic co-host over here, and often our listeners, when you call in with all sorts of funny and strange questions, Ellie is actually the one that's on the other side of the telephone. We actually did get a call in once from somebody that asked us how to turn on the radio.
That was definitely unique.
I don't know how they heard about the show without having the radio on. But hey, we take all callers and we take all listeners, right?
I like to think it's flares.
The flares, that's right. Ellie's degree is actually in drama and theater. And so we actually have fun at night or weekends, going to some fantastic productions. But one of the coolest productions that we've been to, and one of the coolest theaters that we've been to, is right on theme with this show. And it's a startup. It's a small operation out in Glenview called the Oil Lamp Theater. And now, of course, I encourage our listeners, if you've been to the Oil Lamp Theater, give us a call. 312-642-5600, although we're going to have to rely on the expertise of George over there, because Ellie's sitting here in studio with me. Oh my gosh, George. George is traumatized and he's scared. He doesn't know how to work the phone. But Ellie, we went to Oil Lamp Theater. We saw a fantastic production about the presidents and the history. It was actually comical. It was great. But there's a lot more coming up in the season, and I know you're getting involved, and it's a fantastic season coming up. Coming up just in a few short months, there's an interesting play. Which one is it?
The People's Republic of Edward Snowden, a play by W.C. Turcock. It's a great, great play. It's so interactive. It's political. It's cyber stuff. You guys got to come down. It's going to be insane.
Well, you sold me on the political piece. Once you said political, I'm there. I'm just worried that when I come in there, I'm going to walk in with my cell phone, and when I walk out, it's going to be tapped in, and suddenly there's going to be leaks all over. But it's really interesting timing, because this coming right after the election, where Russian hacks and all sorts of different stuff. It should be an awesome story.
It's a great story. And also now there's a movie out about Snowden, so it's right on theme with what's happening right now. So it's coming up, I think, in March. So it's all the information's online at the Oil Lamp Theater. You can Google it.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely give our listeners that information. But let's talk about the theater. It's a nonprofit organization. And
really, truly a mom and pop shop. Like, they're so hands on. They're like, all the people, even the actors, like, they love what they do. And you could, it's palpable. You could totally feel it.
I remember when we went for that play a few short weeks ago, there was a certain just energy that was there in the room.
So supportive.
The actors really interacted with the group that was in the theater. It was super cool.
It's so cool. And I think a lot of their plays are kind of like that. It's very intimate. You feel like you're almost part of the experience, the performance. This, especially this play that's going to be coming up, is going to be super interactive. You're going to be able to do a lot of cool things. I don't want to give too much away, but you just have to come down and see it.
And the Oil Amphitheater is a member of a bunch of different organizations, including the Arts Alliance of Illinois, the Theater Communications Group, the League of Chicago Theaters. Of course, locally, as we mentioned, it's in Glenview, and we'll give you all that information in a few minutes, and the Chicago's North Shore Convention and Visitors Bureau, because it really is an attraction and a destination on the North Shore.
It really is. You just got to go down there. It's so hard to explain because there's nothing like it.
It's unique. It's really unique. And Keith, the director of the theater, Keith Girth, my understanding is that his vision for the theater dates back to his times watching the Dick Van Dyke Show. And he would love that theme of that sort of entertainment, watching how the main characters, Rob and Laura and Dick Van Dyke, many of our listeners surely are fans as well. They would entertain friends at home with theater or musical entertainment. And Keith apparently thought that, hey, I could do this too. And I think Keith and his wife were telling us that they started literally at home.
Yeah, they started in their house just for a few friends, and it blossomed into this. And you got to get down there. That's all I got to say.
Oil Amphitheater, and now it's bigger than the house, but they actually
homey
serve.
Homey feel also.
They actually serve. I'm scared to go, Ellie, because my understanding is that there's cookies and things being served. I can't touch those cookies. That's like dangerous.
Well, you could bring down your own bottle of wine. It's BYOB. Pop open. They'll gladly serve you. It's very homey. It's like you're going into a friend's living room to watch a play. It's amazing.
That's fun. So once again, the show about Edward Snowden, there's a movie. I'm going to encourage you check out the movie before you go down to the theater. But it's playing once again. The theater is called what?
The Oil Lamp Theater.
The Oil Lamp Theater in Glenview. And their website is oillamptheater.org. They are literally so easy to get to. It's right off Waukegan Road, right near the library. There's actually a bunch of fun little bars and destinations nearby. And Ellie, you just said that you could actually BYOB and enjoy. That always makes the shows that much more fun if you could bring a bottle of wine to enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
And the tickets are affordable.
So affordable. I mean, going downtown, it'd be hundreds of dollars just to get a seat in the bleachers, you know? And this is so much more affordable. It's really worth checking out.
That's really cool. So so co-host Ellie is going to be involved in the show about Edward Snowden at the Oil Lamp Theater. Very, very exciting. And tell us a little bit else about Keshet and everything else that you're involved in.
Well, Keshet is a non-for-profit organization that helps children and adults with special needs. So that's one of my passions and something that I'm very excited to be a part of. We do so much. We help children from basically birth to, you know, living an adult life. At the My Life program, we have elementary school, we have high school, we just, the whole life cycle, we're here for you and your children. So that's one of the things that I'm involved with.
And then also Right Way Rescue.
Oh yeah, Right Way. Oh, I love the pups. I'm a big dog fan, and I just wanted to do something to give back. And I know there's so many animals out there, especially in this holiday season, you know, just to do something good for the community and help our animals that can't help themselves. So,
well, with the People's Republic of Edward Snowden, Keshet, and Right Way Rescue, when do you have time to be co-host of Get Down to Business?
On Sundays.
On Sundays at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. So the show, is March 9th to April 9th. It's only a month long, so that's not a lot of time. And you should definitely check out the website, oilamptheater.org. Buy your tickets soon. Get involved in Right Way Rescue. Donate to fantastic causes like Keshet. And as always, it's always fun to have our listeners chime in with their feedback. Ellie, your father-in-law, actually just texted, and he says that, Ellie, you are fantastic. I don't know who this guy is, but he says he's
either.
Your father-in-law. But whatever.
Right. You tell him hi.
I'll send regards. As I said, we get all sorts of different listeners. Everybody's welcome, including your father-in-law on this program. But one qualification. I think I'm going to institute this rule effective today by executive order of Get Down to Business. If in order to call in, you really have to know how to turn on your own radio.
please do. That makes our job so much easier.
It does. George, are you ready to turn back over the reins to the experienced call screeners? He is ready. He is ready. We got the gong. Okay, just make sure I'm saying that right. Well, coming up after the break, we are going to talk about another fantastic organization. We're going to be talking with Elliot Cohn of Chicago Yachad. And this is something also very near and dear to my heart because I am actually going to be working my heart for this organization. I am upping my heart rate, and I'm Get Down to Business is taking the show on the road, heading off to Las Vegas for the Las Vegas Marathon at the end of January. And I would appreciate our listeners' support in helping me move forward with that run. I'm not asking you to participate in training. What I will be asking for, well, you know what, I don't want to give it all away. We will be talking with Elliot Cohn, director of Chicago Yachad, in just a few minutes about his fantastic organization and the upcoming Las Vegas Marathon, which I will be participating in. All that coming up after this quick break. Ellie Sheva-Klein, the stage manager at OLM Theater for the People's Republic of Edward Snowden, as well as active volunteer at Right Way Rescue, and paraeducator Keshet, and co-host of Get Down to Business. Thanks for joining us on the show. We'll have you back on real soon. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Check out my website, shalomklein.com, where you can download podcasts from the show. We'll be right back.
Has America's history been the result of a series of fortunate accidents? Is America...
We are taking the show on the road. That's right. Get Down to Business. And our fans, we're encouraging you follow us on our way to the Las Vegas Marathon coming up at the end of January. I just mentioned it just a few minutes ago. I'm asking for everybody to give me your heart and soul or participate with your heart and soul. I will be doing that in support of a fantastic cause called Chicago Yachad. And here to discuss the marathon and a little bit about the organization, I've got Chicago Yachad Director Elliot Cohn, my good friend. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Shalom. Thank you very much. What a pleasure to be here. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
So coming up end of January, Chicago Yachad and many other fantastic organizations are heading to Las Vegas for the marathon. And while for experienced runners, that might be an easy feat, for me, this is brand new. Elliot, have I lost my mind? Why in the world would you'll tell us the numbers, but why in the world would dozens of people pick up and work and run 13.1 miles in support of a cause?
Well, to get to your first question, Shalom, I don't know if losing your mind and running the marathon has to do with each other, but in any case, the marathon is an amazing event. As you pointed out, 13.1 miles is what most people run. We do have a few that go the full distance. And I think the idea, we call it running hand-in-hand for inclusion. The idea is that our organization, Yachad, brings together the notion of being an inclusive committee. We work for the National Jewish Council on Disabilities. And our mission is to bring people with all varying and different abilities together and include everyone in all facets of life. And being part of a marathon is not only doing something fun, it's actually, if you've ever been a part of one, it brings great spirit and great notoriety to the cause of inclusion. And it's a wonderful character builder, and people from all walks of life can come and participate and feel good.
That's fantastic, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the work of Chicago Yachad in just a few minutes. But on the marathon, as I mentioned, so this is, I've run a number of 5Ks in support of causes, talked about it a little bit on the air. This is my first marathon, half marathon, 13.1 miles. I've been getting ready, but I'm going to be doing, I guess, the hard work. I'm going to, I've been training and getting ready. What I would love and is if our listeners would participate in their small way by getting involved. Elliot, how can people support runners like myself in support of a fantastic cause of Chicago Yachad?
Well, there are two particular ways. You can go directly to our team website called Team Yachad, and that's at Vegas. teamyachad.com and go to that website. And on that website, you will be able to see Shalom's page for running, as well as our other runners, and be able to support directly. And another way to do that is to go to our own webpage at yachad.org/Chicago. That's YACHAD.org/Chicago, and support directly from there as well.
And I've got the information for the Vegas Marathon on my website as well, shalomkline.com. And donations of large and small are welcome, right, Elliot?
Absolutely. Every dollar counts, and every dollar goes back into our programming. It allows us to further enhance our program, conduct more programming in the community. And every dollar that's raised in Chicago stays local, which is also a great opportunity as well.
And it's the first year that Yachad's participating in the Las Vegas Marathon. In the past, it's been in Miami. Let's talk a little bit about that experience. How many runners come in from Chicago in support of this fantastic organization that we all know and love called Chicago Yachad?
So historically, we've had about a dozen people running out of close to 200 nationally, with the bulk coming from the New York area. But 12 is a very nice showing from the Chicagoland area. And it's, when I say 12, it's, again, people from all walks of life, teens, young adults, people of all ages really come and participate. And this will be, I think, our eighth year conducting the marathon.
Eighth year, that's exciting in Las Vegas. It's not Sin City this year, and what happens in Vegas will not stay in Vegas, because we are spreading the message of inclusion by participating, as you said, hand-in-hand in the Las Vegas Marathon in support of Chicago Yachad. You could check out my website, shalomkline.com, and that's where I have links. And again, listeners, to get down to business, I know we provide a lot of information for you on a weekly basis, and this is something that you can do to participate and support a fantastic cause. Support me in the Las Vegas Marathon coming up end of January. Elliot, the dates are literally right around the corner, so if folks want to support and get their donation in, they only have a few weeks left to do it, I believe.
Yes, January 29th is the date of the marathon, but people can donate at any point, 24 hours a day. We like to get in all the monies before the marathon. That gives us a great incentive, but of course after the marathon as well, that helps. But yes, it's right around the corner, Shalom. Are you all ready?
I am getting ready. January 29th, Las Vegas Marathon. Check out my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from the show and support my run in the Las Vegas Marathon. But Elliot, we'd love to have you back on in just a few minutes to continue the discussion about the work and programs of Yachad here in Chicago. We'll check back in with you in just a moment after this quick break. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are chatting with Elliot Cohn, director of Chicago Yachad. And Elliot, you just told us a little bit about the upcoming marathon, which I'm thrilled and honored to be participating in. And once again, you can support that effort, that run, by visiting my website, shalomkline.com. And I've got a link over there to the page. But I'm thrilled to be the co-chair of the Chicago Yachad Board here in Chicago. And I keep throwing around the organization name, Elliot, and you talked a little bit about inclusion. We talked a little bit about why people should support the cause. But let's drill down into the nitty-gritty details. Tell us a little bit about the work of Yachad and the history in Chicago.
Sure, Shalom. So, it really is a privilege being part of a wonderful organization. I say that knowing it firsthand. Chicago Yachad started about 12 years ago. It's a part of a larger national organization called Yachad that is centered and headquartered in New York City. And our basic premise is to provide social, recreational, and vocational services to those that are in the community that are differently abled, and making sure that they're able to basically participate in every fabric of life, having a social milieu that they can be a part of, going to recreational activities. And these are people who may have a little bit more of a difficult time reaching out and making friends. And we're there for them. And it's genuine, and it's lifelong. And as they do get older, as they progress through life, we provide vocational services. So we really try to work with the entire family throughout their life.
That's amazing. And as you mentioned, Yachad is part of the part of a national effort. But here in Chicago, it's been just over a decade, I believe.
That's correct. This was at the time really something that did not exist in the community. The fact that people were going out and having a good time and bringing that inclusive component. Now, it's great to do things for all different kinds of people, but the fact that we're able to do it in an inclusive way was much different. And now there are a number of people that are doing this, but we take pride in what we've accomplished and what we provide to the community.
That's fantastic. And so let's talk a little bit about the resources that are made available. You mentioned something which is very important to me, aside for the programs and the fun that is provided to the young adults that are involved in Yachad, although I know that young adults is probably not a fitting description anymore now that there are actually multiple divisions of the organization. But you're involved in helping provide resources to the entire family, but also you're doing something with high schoolers, which I think our listeners would love to hear about. How are you inspiring and promoting inclusion amongst high schoolers that otherwise might not be privy to opportunities and volunteer engagements like this?
So a number of years ago, Shalman, that's a great question. When starting this inclusive component, we needed a peer group. And we have, thankfully, a very wonderful community here in Chicago. And we thought that it would be a great fit for high schoolers to be involved. And as part of this peer group that also participate in the social recreational component. And so we started a board. And what this high school board does is they really become our leaders. It's a high school leadership board. And they help and have a key role in deciding what are the kinds of things that are really cool to do. And they make decisions on how we should do things in our chapter as it pertains to these social or recreational outlets. And they take a key role. And we actually invest in them in other ways by bringing them to national leadership conferences to teach them how can we really become leaders. And so it's this component of helping those that are differently abled, as well as providing mainstream high schoolers with numerous opportunities to grow.
Wait, so Elliot, you just mentioned vocational opportunities, and immediately my ears perked up because this is something that that our listeners can get involved in. Many of our listeners are small business owners. They have places of work. And Elliot, we have our members of Chicago Yachad that are in many employment settings. Are you saying that there's an opportunity for the Chicagoland business community to step up to the plate to get involved and offer those sort of opportunities to the young adults and adults of Chicago Yachad?
There definitely is, Shalom. I don't know if you're aware, but maybe some of the people in the small business community are aware, but in the special needs population, the unemployment rate is approximately 70% to 80%. Now, that's mind-boggling. And in the underemployment rate is even higher. And we have a number of people with whom we service that
very talented
are looking for
people. Very talented.
Yes. Amazing people. And they're looking for jobs. We want to give them jobs. And it's hard to find them jobs, but we're trying. And we do have a number, as Shalom mentioned, we have a number of people placed. We have a job coach. We support them. This is a fully supported system, and we're looking for more partners, that's for sure.
Wow, fantastic. Well, Elliot, would love to get our listeners in touch with you. As I mentioned, you could always find out more information about the marathon on my website, shalomkline.com. But Yachad is... It's a little tongue twister. Might not be so easy to spell. You gave some websites before. Elliot Cohn, if you don't mind, give us the website one more time, spell it out, and tell us how our listeners can get a hold of you to discuss those vocational opportunities for our members.
Of course. Our website, again, is yachad.org/Chicago. That's yachad.org/Chicago. You can also email me directly at cohene@ou.org, or you can call me directly at 844-4-YACHAD. That's
Fantastic. YACHAD. We appreciate it. Elliot Cohn, director of Chicago Yachad, thank you so much for joining us. Support my run on the marathon. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. It's also where you can download podcasts. We'll be right back.
Great talent.
You can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. I mentioned the other week that it's important in December to make sure that you are focusing on your networking, even in this final month of the year. I can't believe it is December. But networking is really, really important. It's inevitable in any business, as marketing is a very huge and dynamic industry. There will always be collaborations and partnerships and engagement with customers, and thus the need for networking. As the name indicates, business networking is defined as a skill that's used to build new business contact through connecting with other like-minded individuals. So let me talk to you about why networking is important. I might take it for granted sometimes as I talk about the importance of networking, but I want to walk you through it. Networking opens opportunities. By venturing out of your comfort zone, you will be able to explore and develop new opportunities, and you might be able to partner with like-minded companies and individuals that might share that same vision and goals. And those are good results of networking. Not only that, it will open doors for collaboration, sales leads, joint ventures, speaking gigs, writing opportunities, and it builds confidence by breaking the ice. And if you strike up a conversation with people you don't know, it will test your limits. You have to come up with creative ways to start a conversation about sustaining and probing your prospects well enough to know what types of business and tools they're looking for. By doing so, you'll boost your own confidence level, which makes your next networking attempt even easier. And it's a great tool for learning. You'll actually meet people you would otherwise never have had the opportunity to meet with in the past. And you want to be the best representative for your brand. First and foremost, you have to know that networking is often a face-to-face interaction, and it might be the first impression that people have of your brand or your company. You should always keep your company's best interest in mind. After all, we personify our business. We're the human representations of what it does and what it offers. So after a huge conference or event, you might remember the company name or the brand instead of the name of the person you spoke with. So come prepared, dress well, and carry yourself with confidence. But it's also important before coming to that event that you come with the right mindset. What's your true motivation for networking? Whatever it is, the people you speak with will be able to tell. If your main goal is to make a sale, it is not conducive to building a real relationship. It'll come across as spammy or insecure. You want to show genuine interest in any potential business partner. Pay attention to what they say, what they need, and what they do best. If you have a hard time coming up with a conversation starter, ask them about their company and ask them what their role is. People like to talk about themselves, so ask open-ended questions, start conversations. Most importantly, listen to what they say. Focus on them. Great networkers are those that listen more and talk less. You want to build relationships. And one thing that I talk about so often on this program is you want to follow up. If you meet someone who has business needs your company can solve, follow up immediately. Don't wait to send feelers 4 weeks after. They might not remember you at all. Best to send an email immediately upon return to the office the next day. Just remember to be personable and focus on how you can help, not what you have to sell. So business cards are a great weapon in the world of networking. LinkedIn profiles are important. For many businesses, you also want to use Twitter. And remember, you want to stay focused, plan. Don't wing it. It's not going to happen on its own. Come with the right mindset. Come prepared. Put your best foot forward. And even in this month of December, in this final month of the year, yes, you can be a good networker. It's not a month to write off on the calendar and say, well, it's holiday season and it's bad weather outside and nobody wants to network. That's not the case. People want to network, and you should put your best foot forward to show yourself in the best light possible. What a fantastic lineup of guests, Evie Karpel of Breakthrough Results. We talked to Ellie Sheva Klein, my co-host here on Get Down to Business. We talked about the Oil Lamp Theater and the Secret Republic of Edward Snowden coming up in March at the Oil Lamp Theater in Glenview. Check them out online. And finally, we talked to Elliot Cohn about my upcoming marathon coming up January 29th in Las Vegas in support of a fantastic cause. And I don't ask a lot of our listeners, but this time, yes, I am asking. Visit my website, shalomkline.com. Aside from being able to download podcasts from the program, you will actually also, I would appreciate your participation, your support of my run. If you could donate a few dollars or a lot of money, that's great too. It goes to a fantastic cause called Chicago Yachad, which you can learn more about on my website. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m.